This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Emergency road work is causing delays on northbound I-25 just south of Colorado Springs this afternoon. According to the Fountain Fire Department, one lane of northbound I-25 is closed over South Academy due to erosion near the highway bridge. The northbound exit to South Academy is also closed. Southbound I-25 is open. The Fountain Fire Department said no injuries or accidents have occurred, so they did not respond. According to CDOT, the moisture received during the recent snowstorm has caused saturation and erosion of the wall below the I-25 bridge. The erosion is under the right shoulder of the northbound I-25, but is not affecting the roadway itself. We'll keep you updated throughout the afternoon about that. Our other top story is a situation that sparked a lockdown at a middle school in Pueblo West. A student altercation at Liberty Point International prompted a brief lockdown today. LPI officials emailed parents and said the situation was under control. D70 says that the student altercation prompted the brief lockdown, but it was quickly resolved. Meanwhile, an investigation is underway at an elementary school in Fountain, where a loaded magazine was found. The discovery was made during recess at Eagleside Elementary. The school's resource officer says it was covered in snow and mulch and had likely been on the playground for days. District official says there was no threat to the school and everyone was safe. A man is in custody following a barricade situation in Colorado Springs. The scene unfolded late last night at a home in Old Colorado City. Officers were looking for a suspect who escaped a work release program and had active warrants for his arrest. They surrounded a home on Glen and 19th Street along with SWAT team members. The suspect surrendered around 3 hours later. There were no injuries. Colorado could be the first in the nation to cap drug costs to save people money on their prescriptions. But some lawmakers are pushing a bill to limit which drugs a special board can review, arguing companies can stop selling so-called orphan drugs in the state if there's a cost limit affecting those being treated for rare diseases.
Orphan drugs are often the most expensive drugs in the state, and so it's the board's responsibility to review those thoroughly.
Priya Talang works with the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative, which advocates for patients struggling to pay for their prescriptions. She says Senate Bill 60 would essentially gut the Prescription Drug Affordability Board, which is considering setting a maximum price for medications deemed unaffordable, like Enbrel. The board identified the immune disorder drugs as unaffordable last month and will take public feedback before deciding whether to set a price cap. And a man accused in a downtown Colorado Springs explosion is heading to trial. Edward Kiley was in court Monday for a preliminary hearing where an El Paso County deputy with the bomb squad testified. Prosecutors also showed security video of the January blast near Castilla and El Paso streets. Kiley's defense argued it doesn't show him lighting the homemade device and claims there is not enough evidence for an arson charge. The judge disagreed and set a court date for the middle of next month.
Calm and clear overnight tonight. Overnight lows in the 30s. Highs shoot back up into the 50s to near 60 degrees along and east of I-25 on Wednesday under partly cloudy skies. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.